You've reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is Chris. You're currently in need of roadside assistance.
Yeah, I do. Oh,
are you calling from a safe location?
I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm at a safe location. My phone's...
Okay, may I have your first and last name with the spelling?
Tammy Hodges. Tammyhodges.
And a good callback number in case we get disconnected or need to contact you.
What's your number? 479-746-4846.
And would you like to receive a mobile text update to that phone number? That just means once we've selected a service provider, you would get a text message with that provider's info and ETA.
Sure.
All right. Message and data rates may apply.
Do what? No.
Message and data rates may apply to the texting service. Can you provide me with the policy number or member ID for the roadside assistance plan?
Yeah, let me find it. My book's on the floor. There it is. Now, look, I've got two policy numbers. They never sent me a... I called it this week even and asked them to send me a proof of insurance by email, and I never received it. But I have two numbers, two policies, I guess, because I have my liability insurance, and then they give me a policy number for roadside service. So I have the policy for the liability insurance, but I do not have the policy number for the roadside service. But
okay.
I can give the policy number for my liability.
Yes, ma'am.
It's 201.
Go ahead.
201-0403-799.
All right. That is not pulling up any policy for me. Do you have any way of obtaining that other policy number? Maybe contact the insurance provider and see if they can go ahead and give it to you over the phone.
Okay, look. I called a number a minute ago. And the lady said, I can't find this information. You'll have to call customer service at this number. So I wrote down the number she gave me, and I called it. And when I called it, I realized it was the same number that I called her on. So she just gave me the same phone number. So I don't have a number to call customer service.
Yes, ma'am. Do you have the VIN number for the vehicle that you're calling about?
Well, it's on there, but you can't hardly read it. They took the one off the door, and the one in the... I can try to read it, but it's hard to read. And the state trooper that was here a while ago had to run it like three different times to get the right number, but I can try to read it. Hang
yes,
on.
Ma'am.
Oh, yeah. This phone has got 3%. Yeah, if I lose you, you'll have to call me back on that other number. Fine, just hang on. What? Okay. Oh, shit. Sorry. The way I see it, it's 1FY4TL807058.
All right, that did pull up the policy for me. Can you verify the home address on that?
359 Private Road, 2036. Cole Hill, Arkansas.
And what is the year, make, and model of the vehicle that you're calling about?
96 Ford F-150.
And the color of that vehicle?
White.
All And what is the reason for the breakdown?
Well, the best I can figure is something to do with the transmission or the drive line or something. When I let out on the clutch, it starts making this god-awful noise.
All right. You're requesting a tow service?
Yes. Now, how does this work? Where do they tow it to?
Yes, ma'am. That's up to you. If you, since it's overnight, then I would recommend having the vehicle towed to your home address.
And how, and I pay for it, or how does this work?
That depends on your policy. We can get to that part in just a few moments. I've got a few yes or no questions just to make sure that we are sending out the proper equipment on that. Does the vehicle shift out of park into neutral?
Yeah.
Is this vehicle four-wheel drive, all-wheel drive, or a standard two-wheel drive vehicle?
Standard two-wheel drive.
And is this service the result of an accident?
No.
All right. I have here Tammy Hodges. A good callback number is going to be 479-746-4846. Is that correct?
Yes.
You do have the keys to the vehicle there with you?
No, it doesn't have a key. It's got a little box hanging down underneath the dash with a little peg sticking out, and you slide it to the right, and that's how you turn it on. It's a project.
Yes, ma'am. Unfortunately, this policy is advising me that the person with the vehicle must have the keys. I'm not sure exactly what you would want to do about that in this situation.
There's no reason. The whole steering column is like down to the bare metal. Where the key goes in, that thing's not there.
Yes, ma'am.
I
understand that, but the policy still states very clearly in bold red letters for me that the person with the vehicle must have access to the keys. So we would actually need you to...
with the vehicle.
Yes, ma'am, I understand that, but you've already expressed to me that you don't have the keys for the vehicle, and I understand it does not require a key to start the vehicle, but the policy still states that the person with the vehicle must have access
to
the keys.
Okay, but it showed me a policy and didn't ask me if I had a key.
I completely understand that, and that's an issue that you would need to take up with your insurance provider. I'm simply a dispatcher for roadside assistance, and I have to follow the protocols that are put forth before me.
And so nobody's going to pick up my ride?
I mean, in all honesty, if you wanted to call back in and lie to the next person and tell them you have the keys, that would be up to them, but you've already expressed to me that you don't have a key to this vehicle. So I would have to follow my protocols. What you do once I'm off the line with you, you know, that's entirely up to you. I completely understand your situation, and I am 100% on your side, but I'm unfortunately having to sit where I'm sitting, and I've got big red letters in front of me that
yeah.
says person with vehicle must have the keys.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. I agree. I agree.
Oh, man. I'm just... Anyways, okay, thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much for calling Emergency Roadside Assistance, and I certainly hope you have a good evening.
Thank you. Bye.
Uh-huh.